As Democratic delegates say goodbye to Philadelphia, city planners are still assessing the economic impact of the four-day Democratic National Convention. But the mayor and police commissioner say they're pleased that the event was peaceful and that visitors seem to enjoy the city. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Lots of delegates Mayor Jim Kenney spoke with traveled beyond hotels and the Wells Fargo Center and into some of the city's neighborhoods.
But I do know, in addition to Center City restaurants, people were telling me how fun they had in South Philly, fun they had in West Philly. I mean, people were having in Northern Liberties, in Fishtown. I mean, they were getting around different neighborhoods other than just downtown.
As speakers addressed delegates in the arena, protests filled the streets, about 60 of them, with around 13,000 demonstrators, Commissioner Richard Ross said. Only 11 were charged for breaching a Secret Service fence, and more than 100 were cited for civil offenses like disorderly conduct. A dozen officers were injured, but it was mostly from heat exhaustion.
They worked very long, long hours in some very difficult circumstances, primarily the heat. I mean, that heat was excessive on at least a couple of those days, but they did an absolutely remarkable job, made us all proud.
Asked whether the temporary ban on parking in the middle of South Broad would stay, as some residents have asked, here was the mayor's response.
Well, I'm a South Philadelphia native, so yeah.
For now, that means no. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.